Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'll be talking about the NBA playoffs as each team has played at least one game now as the playoffs started this past weekend. Some teams have played two games, but we're going to be talking about every single game so far. I'll be giving my analysis on all of them. Also, soon I'll be talking about football, some more NFL, but right now as the playoffs are on, you're going to be seeing a little bit more of NBA for right now since the playoffs have been getting interesting. You'll see a lot of these series have some surprise scores right now. So stay tuned for all of that. And I'm going to start in the Eastern Conference right now with the number 2 Celtics taking on the number 7 Celtics. Here in game 1, it is a big win, or not really a big win, but by a couple of points here. It was 104-93 is what the final score of game 1 was for Brooklyn. It was a good game by far, and especially for the Celtics, who had a lead at one point, 22 points on the game for Tristan Thompson. A little bit of a surprise there. Tristan Thompson hasn't really came on strong, really more of that rebounder for the team. He had 10 rebounds on the game for the Celtics. Like I said, here it was half and half for offense and defensive rebounds, so 5 and 5. Also had one block on the game, having a very strong game for this team. That was Jason Tatum that I'm talking about. I saw 22 for Tristan Thompson, but 22 for Jason Tatum. But Tristan Thompson, still, he has been having a great rebounding season for him. 17 points also for Marcus Smart, who had a really good paint game, having 12 points coming from there. 3 3-pointers on the game for him. And then 15 points for Kemba Walker. Then off the bench, 11 points for Robert Williams and 9 rebounds for him. Really good game for Robert Williams coming off the bench. This center position for the Celtics have came on strong. 32 points for Kevin Durant in the game, having 12 rebounds on the game, 11 coming from the defensive side. A really good performance for Kevin Durant. This team has really found the defense so far. Then a combined 50 points for James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Irving had 29, and James Harden had 21 on the game. Also, Joe Harris, the last one in double digits with 10 points on the game. And game 1 as the Nets take game 1. Game 2 was a different story, in points-wise. It was all Brooklyn in this one. It was a great game for Brooklyn, led 3 out of the 4 quarters, won 3 out of the 4 quarters for them. The Celtics here, Tristan Thompson had 15 points. 19 points going to Marcus Smart, had 5 threes, 6 field goals. 16 points for Evan Fournier, who has started so far for this Boston team. Also, 17 points for Kemba on the game. This team on the bench did not do very strong, which was a big difference for this team. Kevin Durant had 26 points for the Nets. Joe Harris, 25, had 7 threes on the game, having a night here for the Nets. 11 points for Blake Griffin, 15 for Kyrie, and 20 for James Harden on the game. Landry Shamet having 10 points on the game. Really good front five here for this team. Also, Landry Shamet off the bench just came on strong. Nets lead the series 2-0 so far. Both teams are really, really good. I would not be surprised if this goes Brooklyn's way, but it's still a very close series. Very good two teams there. Here, Milwaukee takes on the Heat. The first game they played went to overtime with a 2-point victory for the Bucks here. Miami, on the other hand, 17 points for Jimmy Butler, had 2 threes out of 9, shooting a 22% from 3. Awful performance for him. Duncan Robinson, who has came from the G League up, had a very good performance with 24.7 threes on the game. 10 points for Kendrick Nunn and 25 for Goran Dragic. And then 10 points for Tyler Hero off the bench. See, it's kind of interesting that they have Tyler Hero coming off the bench for the Heat. Makes him stronger and it makes this team scary. Bucks, on the other hand, Chris Middleton having himself a night, 27 points, with Giannis having 26, 18 points for Brooke Lopez, 20 points for Drew Holiday. Bobby Portis, who has really had himself a season, should have been in the conversation more for comeback player of the year because he had a very nice season this year for what he's done. Very good game for him. Next game was a crushing victory for the Bucks, 132-98 was the final score. The Bucks have a 2-0 lead over the Heat, with the Heat here having Jimmy Butler only scoring 10 points in the game. Very bad performance for him. 16 points for Bam Adebayo. Duncan Robinson having 10 points for himself. And then off the bench, Dwayne Dedmon and then Goran Dragic, both having 18 and 19 points on the game. The Bucks, on the other hand, Chris Middleton, who had a great game before, 17 points on the game, 31 for Giannis, 22 for Drew Holiday, 11 for Drew Holiday, 22 for Brian Forbes on the game, and then 15 for Pat Cunningham and 11 for Bobby Portis. This team has really gotten to the double digits and has had some very crushing victories. And the Heat here, I'm not sure how long they're going to be on fire. Next, we got the Knicks and Hawks. This one goes to the Knicks, the Hawks, who get game one. 18,000 fans in MSG, Madison Square Garden, if you don't know what that stands for. Amazing crowd there. Spike Lee, all hyped up for his team back in action at the Garden. John Collins and Trae Young unfortunately spoiled the return of fans. Trae Young, 32 points on the game. He had 11 field goals and 1 3 on the game for him. And then 18 points for Bogdan Bogdanovic and 12 points for John Collins on the game. 13 for Lou Williams off the bench. One of those players that has been a very strong six-man in the past. Also, on the Knicks side, the comeback player of the year, Julius Randle, had 15 points on the game, shooting 2-for-6 from 3, while shooting 6-for-23 from the field. 14 points also goes to RJ Barrett, really coming on strong in his second year. Derrick Rose, 17 points, 27 for Alex Burke, and Emmanuel Quickley, who was 2-for-2 on threes on the night, 10 points for him. Very good game for the Knicks. Watch out for them as they are coming on strong. Here also we got the Wizards and Sixers. I watched some of this game. There's this one big call. Did Russell Westbrook step out of bounds? He got the rebound, secured the ball, but his heel, it looks like it barely stepped out. The ref called it that he stepped out. I personally think that his heel was in, or he did not step on the line, but it was still all around good game, both teams. I was very surprised that the Wizards actually kept close to the Sixers. Bradley Beal had 33 points, had 1-for-6 from 3, 13 from 23 from the field, 24 points combined for Alex Len and Rui Hachimura. Also, Russell Westbrook, 16 points on the game. Bertans, 14 points and 12 points for Daniel Gafford, who's been a strong bench player for the Wizards. 11 points for Danny Green on the game, 37 for Tobias Harris, who shot 2-for-5 from 3 and 15 from 29 from the field. 30 points for Joel Embiid with 15 going to Seth Curry, who looked like he was almost out after he had a stomach problem after getting hit by an elbow on a rebound. So luckily he's all right. 11 points for George Hill, and that is it for the double digit points. Matisse Thybulle did not have double digits, but great game for both teams. Excited to watch game two, which is today. Okay, I'll be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And now we're going to get on to the Western Conference, starting off with the Lakers and Suns. Two games have played for this series. First game goes to Phoenix 99-90. Crazy game here. Lakers shaken up was Anthony Davis in the game. LeBron James had 18 points. Anthony Davis, 13 points. 12 points going to Andre Drummond, 14 to Dennis Schroeder, 12 to Montrezl Harrell, and Alex Caruso coming off the bench had 10 points for the Lakers. On the other hand, for Phoenix, Mikal Bridges had 10 points on the game. 34 going to Devin Booker, 10 to Cameron Jordan. Chris Paul only had 7, but was a huge factor in this game. DeAndre Ayton had 21. This team is coming on strong for the Suns. Then this game, they only had 9 threes on the game, 7 for the Lakers. This was an interesting game. Not an amazing game, but interesting game. But then the Lakers struck back, winning 109 to 102 was the final score here in game 2. 1-1 is the series right now, with LeBron 23 points, 34 for Anthony Davis, 15 for Andre Drummond, 24 for Dennis Schroeder on the game. Amazing points scored by the Lakers. 22 for DeAndre Ayton, 31 for Devin Booker. Chris Paul, who got hurt in the last game, only had 6 points, with 19 points going to Cameron Payne, who's been a very nice young talent addition to this very young Suns team. So very good series over there. Next, we also have another 2-game series with the Nuggets and the Trailblazers, with the Trailblazers taking game 1, 123-109. The box score for this one for the Trailblazers had 10 points going to Norman Powell, 16 to Jusuf Nurkić, 21 to CJ McCollum, who's really came on strong this year, I gotta admit. He's having a great season. 34 for Dame Lillard, 5 threes on the game for him. Also, 14 points for Anfernee Simmons. Carmelo also had 18 points, getting booed in Denver. 25 points to Michael Porter Jr., 16 to Aaron Gordon, 34 to the Joker, and 10 to Monte Morris. This game, not even close, and you can see by the points that were scored in the game. Here, the Trailblazers lose this one 109-128. The Nuggets getting the victory here. Trailblazers had 15 points going to Norman Powell, 21 to CJ McCollum, 42 to Dame Lillard, who had 9 threes on the game, heating up, 16 for the team, 12 threes for the Nuggets, who Michael Porter had 18 points, 13 to Aaron Gordon, 38 to Nikola Jokic, 24 points combined to Fankdu Campazzo, the guard, who has been very good this season. Monte Morris also had part of that 24, 15 going to Paul Millsap, 12 threes on the game for the Nuggets. A very good series brewing up here in this two teams. Then we go to Dallas and the Clippers, which is a different story, with Dallas winning both. 113-103 was the first one. Luka Doncic doing Luka Doncic things. 31 points on the game for him. 21 to Tim Hardaway. 18 to Dorian Finney-Smith. 14 to Kristaps Porzingis. Right now, that trade's not paying off for Kristaps Porzingis. 15 to Jalen Brunson. 26 to Kawhi Leonard. Paul George, 23 points for him. 2 for 8 on the game for Paul George, shooting 25%. 10 points for Patrick Beverley. 22 combined for Nicholas Batum and Rajon Rondo. So that was game one. Game two, still another Luka Doncic performance, having another great game. 127-121 was the final score. Luka Doncic, 39 points, 28 points for Tim Hardaway, 20 for Kristaps Porzingis, 13 for Maxi Kleber, close to 10 points for Jalen Brunson and Josh Richardson, just needed one to get into the double digits. Kawhi having 41 points, 28 points to Paul George, having 1 for 7 from 3, 15 to Reggie Jackson, 9 to Nicholas Batum. Right now, the Lakers trail by 2 in this, the Clippers trail by 2 in this series. Then we got a surprise up here in Utah. It was the Jazz and Grizzlies. Grizzlies won game one, 112-109, just by 3. Memphis, 14 points for Kyle Anderson, 15 for Jonas Valanciunas. Dylan Brooks, 31 points. He has been a very underrated star for sure. Amazing defense for Dylan Brooks. 26 points for Ja Morant on the game, and that was for the Grizzlies. On the other hand, 29 points for Bojan Bogdanovic, 22 points combined for Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles, 22 points for Mike Conley, 12 points for Derek Favors. Jordan Clarkson had 14, and then Donovan Mitchell, I believe, is still out. Yes, he is out with his ankle injury right now. So that was a big one, but very good team in Memphis. And they didn't even play Brandon Clark or Justice Winslow, who have been great shooters and defenders for this team. Amazing players coming off the bench for the Grizzlies. I can see this being a very close series. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Go check out finsportsfin.com. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. Until next time.